Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Alfalfa weevil continues to be an issue in some fields, particularly those that are established. With recent population spikes and feeding damage observed, alfalfa producers throughout the state are urged to scout for this pest up to and shortly following first cutting. Plant injury from alfalfa weevil feeding damage appears as pinholes in the terminal leaves, with leaves becoming skeletonized and fields appearing droughty or frosted as feeding severity increases. Larvae are 1/10 of an inch to 1/2 inch long, with a black head, wrinkled green body, and white stripe along the back, and will curl into a C shape when disturbed. Scouting for alfalfa weevil is simple and can mitigate yield losses due to feeding damage. First, use a sweep net to determine whether larvae are present. If they are, randomly select 5 sites across the field and collect 10 stems at each site, cutting the stems at ground level. Beat the stems into a deep-sided white bucket, count the total number of larvae, and divide by 10 to determine the average number of larvae per stem. Economic thresholds for alfalfa weevil can vary greatly from an average of 1 to 7 larvae per stem, depending on a variety of factors. If very small larvae are found before the first cutting, it is recommended that the field be scouted after cutting to check for feeding on regrowth. Insecticides labeled for alfalfa weevil control include pyrethroids and products containing indoxacarb, such as Steward. Pyrethroids are more harmful to natural enemies of alfalfa weevil, and resistance may be developing in some weevil populations, while indoxacarb is more selective and may help to maintain beneficial insect populations. When alfalfa reaches 50% or more bud stage, it may be more profitable to cut the alfalfa early rather than to treat it. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Crops and Water Educator Samantha Daniel.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.